the intersection of artificial intelligence and national security has become a complex landscape, recently shifted by specific controversies involving the Department of Defense and major AI labs, most notably Anthropic. It feels like a pivotal moment for everyone watching, doesn't it?
That situation serves as a critical bellwether for the entire startup ecosystem seeking federal contracts. We have to ask ourselves, will the fear of political scrutiny compel entrepreneurs to abandon defense work entirely? The core controversy underscores a fundamental vulnerability in the current model, where the DoD relies on advanced AI for logistics and cyber defense.
Right. When high-profile partners like Anthropic face public controversy regarding operational security, it sends shockwaves through the industry. For startups aiming to leverage federal funding or defense contracts, trust is the essential currency. This dynamic highlights a critical risk. When external partners involved in AI development face political or ethical pushback, the security implications for government reliance become murky.
Consequently, smaller startups find themselves in an environment where they must carefully weigh the cost of compliance and the risk of scrutiny against the potential rewards of securing a government contract. The ripple effects extend well beyond Anthropic itself, impacting the broader startup ecosystem through federal procurement processes that are notoriously rigid. These processes require extensive vetting and security clearances.
If the Pentagon tightens its regulatory grip or adopts a more risk-averse stance due to recent scandals, smaller players feel the pressure immediately. The specific impacts we're seeing include significantly longer review periods before they're even permitted to bid on projects. Plus, meeting security standards is expensive. Small teams often lack the budget necessary to adapt if rules change or become stricter.
And there's the reputation risk. Being associated with defense work can carry stigma if a major partner becomes involved in a scandal. Investors may hesitate to fund startups that rely heavily on government contracts due to these associations. Collectively, these factors create a chilling effect within the industry. Many startups might pivot away from federal defense work entirely, focusing instead on commercial applications where the regulatory environment is more predictable, even if those markets are more competitive.
That represents a strategic realignment driven by risk management rather than just market opportunity. The heart of the issue remains trust. The Pentagon requires AI systems that are reliable, secure, and strictly aligned with national security interests. When controversies arise, they suggest potential gaps in oversight or alignment. For startups, this means they must prove not only that their models function correctly, but that their data handling and development processes are bulletproof.
This necessitates a deeper focus on AI regulation. The government is likely to implement more transparency requirements, mandating that startups explain how they trained their models, what data was used, and who has access to their infrastructure. For many early-stage companies, the documentation required for these audits could be prohibitive. While the path forward isn't fully mapped out, the implication is clear. The administrative burden of proving security and transparency will increase significantly.
Startups must now navigate a terrain where political scrutiny makes them vulnerable to reputational damage that can stall growth or funding. As the regulatory environment tightens, the barrier to entry for defense contracts rises, potentially consolidating market power among larger, well-funded entities while pushing smaller innovators toward commercial sectors.
Ultimately, the Anthropic controversy signals a new era where trust is not just a soft metric, but a hard requirement for survival in national security technology markets.